Well, greetings to you in Jesus' name. This is Steve Clark, and this is the Daily Inspiration. We have been looking at different pictures of Jesus from the Gospels the last 3 days. And the first day, we looked at some things out of the book of Matthew about Jesus as king and as the son of David, who was a king, and the prophecies that were told about him there. Also in Mark, we looked at Jesus as a miracle worker and how there's so many different miracles, just one after the other throughout the book of Mark, and showing Jesus as a miracle worker. The next day, we looked at the Gospel of Luke and how Jesus is a friend of sinners. And I tell you what, I'm glad that he's a friend of sinners and that he isn't, he doesn't separate himself from sinners, otherwise there would be no hope for any of us. And so we looked at him as the friend of sinners in the story of Zacchaeus, who climbed up into a sycamore tree, and how Jesus came to seek and to save those who were lost, and how he's even the friend of a thief on a cross, and the story of the Good Samaritan, and the parable of the prodigal son. And so we see Jesus as the friend of sinners in the book of Luke. And of course, you know, it's not like one book is just specifically only talking about those things. There's lots of miracles in the book of Luke also that talk about or that show Jesus as a miracle worker, but there just seems to be an emphasis. Today and maybe through the rest of the week, we're going to look at the Gospel of John and see Jesus in different ways throughout the chapters of the Gospel of John. And it's my desire just to lift up the Lord Jesus Christ, just for us to see his awesomeness, see his greatness, see his love, see his goodness, see his all-compassing, all the aspects of his life, how he can affect our lives even today. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And it's just my desire to lift up the Lord Jesus this week and just to have us get a picture of him. In the Gospel of John here, in the first few verses, it gives us many different pictures of Jesus Christ. It says, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God." So here we see Jesus as the Word. We see him as part of the Godhead. We see him as God here in these first verses. It says that the same was in the beginning with God. So he was from the beginning. There was no creating Jesus. He was from the beginning. He is God. He is one with God. There's no division there. There's nothing that makes him superior or inferior to God, God the Father or God the Spirit. He is God. They are all the same. They're all one. And they reveal themselves in three different ways. We're not serving three gods. We're serving one God, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And I don't understand the whole mystery of it all, but that's what I believe the Bible clearly teaches. And so we see Jesus in this Gospel of John as God and as the Creator, because it says that all things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. So we see him as the Creator. We see him as the Word. We see him as God. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. So we see him as life, and he's the one that created life. He created man in his own image. He created the animals. He created the birds and the fish and the plants and the trees. He created all things, and he gave life to these things that that have life. Anything that has life, he gave life to it, and because he is life. And in him was the light of men. He's also light. It says, "And the light shined in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not." In creation, there was just all kinds of darkness, but then there was a God made light, and he made light, and it was the light of men. Jesus was light. and is light, and he's the light of men. And this light shined in darkness. The light of Jesus shined in my dark heart and gave me light in my dark heart many years ago. And so we see Jesus in such beautiful ways in these first few verses of the Gospel of John. Such a beautiful picture of him. His awesomeness, his greatness, his power, his love, his kindness. We see him as the king who wants to and needs to rule in our lives. We see him as the miracle worker who can make all the difference in any person's life. He can take all the broken pieces and put them back together. We see him as the friend of sinners, and we as sinners need a friend. We need a friend like Jesus, as the song says. And we see him as God here in these pages of the Gospel of John. We see him as the creator, as life, as light. And then we also, in the latter part of this chapter, we see him as a lamb, the Lamb of God that takes away the sins of the world. And that's how John the Baptist pointed him out to people. He said, behold, the Lamb of God, which takes away the sin of the world. Excuse me, I've been fighting a little bit of a cold and flu, I guess, and stuff like that. So forgive me for clearing my throat and coughing in your ear. But we see Jesus as the Lamb of God, which takes away the sins of the world. Oh, what a beautiful picture. This Lamb that we put our faith and trust in this Lamb, the Lord Jesus Christ, and our sins can be washed away. Oh, that burden of sin can be taken off of my shoulders and laid at the foot of the cross. My sin and my wretchedness and my burden, my undoneness, my unrighteousness can be laid down, because Jesus is the Lamb of God. He's the one that's taken all the penalty for my sin. He's taken it all and bore it on the cross so that I can be a free man, that I can have forgiveness of sins. And it's not through anything that I've done, but it's through what Jesus Christ has done. And I just have faith in his provision there, faith in his gifts that he's given. So we see Jesus then as the Lamb of God that takes away the sins of the world. We also, in chapter 2, we see Jesus as the Son of Man, as the guest at a wedding, as one that can meet the needs of the people there at the wedding, or even the desires or the longings of this couple that's getting married, that their guests would have the provisions that they need. And so we see Jesus as this guest at a wedding, just as a Son of Man, as someone who is going to bless them with good wine for the wedding. And we also, in the latter part of this chapter, we see Jesus as very zealous for the house of God, for the glory of God, where people had made a mockery of the worship of God by just bringing in all kinds of different things to sell and buy and make money on and all these kind of things. And Jesus ran those people out of the temple, and he said, my Father's house will be called a house of prayer. And we see him as this zealous man who loves God with all of his heart and doesn't care about his own self, but just wants the glory of God and to be revealed. So we see Jesus in these beautiful ways in these couple chapters here. And Jesus is the same. And he wants to do things in our hearts and lives. He wants us to worship him in spirit and in truth. That doesn't mean just on a Sunday when we sing a few songs, but it means all the days of our life, all the the hours that we live, that our lives, that we could worship Him in spirit and in truth, that we could walk in the Spirit and not fulfill the lusts of the flesh. So, here's some pictures of Jesus for us to meditate on, for us to be encouraged with. Let's pray. Father, I do thank You for sending the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank You for revealing Him to us in so many beautiful ways. I ask Your blessing upon each one who's listening in today, and pray that You would give us grace to live our lives. I ask it in Jesus' name.